He stays 3-under today and 2-under for the tournament.
Brian Katrick had the call at Firethorn Woods, 12 shots off the lead. You're listening to exclusive coverage of the 2015 Masters on Westwood One.
Hello, America. It's me, Richard, H&R Block Tax Pro. Did you know that more than 70% of Americans get refunds? If you haven't filed yet, there's no better time to come in and let the tax professionals at H&R Block get you every penny you deserve. Visit hrblock.com to schedule an appointment today. Same-day appointments are available, but they're filling up fast. Get your billions back, America.
Not everyone gets a refund. Statistics based on IRS data.
In the final round of the 1962 Masters, Arnold Palmer hit his tee shot over the green on the par 3 16th at Augusta National, leaving an awkward chip back to a green that sloped steeply away from him. The announcer for television that day told the audience it was nearly impossible. Palmer overheard him, so naturally, he chipped it in the hole on his way to his third of four green jackets. This celebration of Masters tradition has been brought to you by Rolex, the watch of champions.
Let's update the leaderboard, brought to you by Samsung. The new Samsung Galaxy S6 Edge has been redesigned from the outside in with a new dual edge display. Discover it for yourself at samsung.com/GS6. Spieth has a four-shot lead over Charlie Hoffman, who has birdied 12, 13, and 14 in a row. Hoffman playing in only his second Masters at 38 years old, now 10 under for the tournament. Ernie Els behind him at 5 under overall after an even par 72 today. Phil Mickelson and Rory McIlroy among those teeing off this afternoon. Mickelson, even par through 3, he's 2 under for the tournament. From Augusta, I'm Ted Emmerich, Westwood One Sports.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. This is the official radio home for White Sox baseball. Listen to every White Sox game here.
Turn on fireworks!
On Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago Sports Station. WSER and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
It's 2 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Jordan Burnfield. The Wolves have only 4 regular season home games left, including this Saturday and Sunday. We're just over an hour from baseball on the south side. White Sox hosting the Twins at U.S. Cellular Field. That's where we find our David Schuster live with a preview. Shu?
All right, Jordan, and just like the saying goes, it's a beautiful day for a ball game. Bright sunshine and the mercury in the low 60s. Now, Robin Ventura has Gordon Beckham at third today, and his two right-handed sluggers, Jose Abreu and Abascal Garcia, they'll be hitting back-to-back at 3-4. Sox have started 0-3, but general manager Rick Hahn does his best Aaron Rodgers impression of relax.
I know you got to go all the way back to 2014 to find the last playoff team that started off 0-3. And our plan is to turn the page and start a winning streak of our own today.
And they'll have Hector Noesi on the mound. Live at U.S. Cellular, I'm David Schuster on WSCR The Score.
Cubs and Rockies also coming up this afternoon. Travis Wood on the hill opposite Tyler Matzik. Matt Caesar getting the start in left field, batting sixth for Joe Maddon's bunch. Cubs also put the 15-day DL retroactive to April 2nd. He's replaced on the roster by Brian Schlitter. Meantime, Bulls stormed back in the second half to beat the Heat 89-78. Pau Gasol, 16 points, added 15 rebounds. Derrick Rose, 12 points in 20 minutes, shot just 33% from the field. Tomorrow they've got the Sixers at the United Center. Sam Decker leaving Wisconsin for the NBA draft. Rick Carter named DePaul's associate head coach on Dave Leto's staff. Billy Garrett remains on board as an assistant coach. On the ice, the Blues beat the Blackhawks 2-1 in St. Louis despite the 15th goal from Andrew Shaw. Blues win the Central Division. Hawks now guaranteed to start the postseason away from home. One game left for the Hawks in the regular season. That's tomorrow in Colorado. And finally, at Augusta National, Jordan Spieth is dominating the Masters. He is 14 under par, has finished his round for the day. 6 under today, and he has a 4-shot lead on Charlie Hoffman, who is 10 under for the tournament. Ernie Els is 9 shots back now after finishing even par today, 5 under overall for the tournament. Tiger Woods is 2 under. Scoreboard update is brought to you by Cassidy Tire and Service. Visit CassidyTire.com. Tickets for the 2015 Celebrity Roast and Toast of Patrick Manley are on sale now. For more information, visit 670thescore.com/roast. Brought to you by Prairie Organic Spirits, made with respect from seed to glass, and Belvedere Events and Banquets. Book your next event with them. I'm Jordan Bernfield, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the score this afternoon, 2:35, Sox host the Twins on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Studio 41 Home Design Showrooms.
Boers and Bernstein
at it again.
Boers and Bernstein afternoons on the score.
I agree with most of the White Sox people I've spoken
to. Over,
man. Three games to the Royals.
Toasty, woasty.
Over.
Sorry.
This season is over.
Yeah, we're gonna get together with the White Sox people tomorrow, and we'll probably have to have a drink with them, Maddie. They'll be so depressed.
That's a really good baseball team there in Kansas City.
The Royals pretty much dominate them. Yeah,
they did. And so here's the thing, though: only three games in, so don't panic about it. But if you want to do anything this year with this team, you've got to win games in your division. But just keep in mind that there are still 159 games to go,
and their ace has not pitched.
Right.
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
John in a car phone around The Score. What's up, John?
Hey, Jerry, you think Robin Ventura should start practicing his Lee Elliott tirade when the Sox go 4-14? I tell you, this guy, he stands for nothing. What is with this guy? Couldn't wait to get Beckman and Beckham in the lineup the other day. What does he stand for?
I mean, I don't know. I don't even know what that means. He doesn't stand for anything.
He stands for nothing.
I know.
What are you standing for, Robin?
I don't know.
Idiot and Bernstein
over there on The Score.
Terry Boers.
I'm panicked and I'm sweaty.
Matt Abatacola.
Oh, buddy, Matt Abatacola. I think he's just upset because I don't use his name anymore.
That's gotta work.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1-6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
205 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And you know where we're going now, Maddie?
We're going to go to our Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. And we find our guy, baseball insider, Bruce Levine at U.S. Cellular Field. Follow him on Twitter at MLB Bruce Levine. Hello, Bruce.
Gentlemen, it's a beautiful day for baseball, so let's play one. I think the tenor of the clubhouse and Robin Ventura and Rick Hahner, pretty obvious. Everybody, you know, even when I'm asking general questions about the team, it all comes back to the three games. I'm not asking about the three games. I'm asking about other things, and they go back, no, those three games are not indicative of what we think our team is all about, and very defensive, but no reason to be, because I still think it's a very good ball club. Once, as you put it, Terry, they get their ace out there on the field on Sunday.
Yes, they do. And by the way, you have the pleasure. You're sitting in Chris Ranji's booth, aren't you?
He's actually sitting on Chris Ranji.
No, he's making his way over to relieve you guys, so to speak.
Oh, my God. You are sitting in royalty right there when you're even anywhere near where that guy sits. Anyway,
I'm honored.
I heard Rick Hahn say, well, you know what? You got to look all the way back to 2014 to find a team that started 0-3 and made the playoffs.
That's a crack production staff there to find that stat, because that's a deep one to get to.
You know, I watched this team for 6 weeks, guys, in spring training. My main concern is the bullpen. We know they got better guys. We know they paid a lot of money for Duke, a lot more money for Robertson. They have six new bullpen guys as of today, because Petrichka is on the DL. That's a big deal, and we know it was an awful part of last year's team. But going on past performance, you would assume that they're going to be better. But we did not see it in spring training, which doesn't really matter much. But going into this early part of the year, that's got to be a lockdown bullpen if this team's going to compete.
Yeah, and so far, I mean, we've seen Jeff Samardzija make his debut in the regular season with the White Sox, Jose Quintana, and then Johnny Danks. And the starting pitching hasn't been exactly what they were expecting. Only three games in, though. Samardzija would be the key for me, because I think we know what Chris Sale is going to be for us. And then if Samardzija is going to be one of the better pitchers in the American League, that's what they're going to need for this team to make any kind of a playoff run. What was the concerns, if there were any, about his first start? Or was it just, that's the first start, shake it off, and move on to the second one?
Well, the concerns, Matt, were the same concerns they had all spring, and that is getting that fastball through the zone, having good fastball command. Everything else happens after that. He did not have that in spring training. He didn't even have a good fastball, and I think he was irritated because he just couldn't figure out why he wasn't not getting through that zone where, you know, the right-hander pitches, the ball goes through the zone, you know, and you try to hook that, you know, right-handed portion of the plate, you know, with your power down, and he just didn't have good command all spring. Now, he's a pretty accomplished guy for the last 3 years, 200 innings, 200 strikeouts average over the last 3 years. We know the wins haven't been there, but he's also been a guy that has received among the fewest, runs produced for him while he's pitched. Very, very bad run support. So I'm not concerned about him.